All-American Fencing Academy is grateful to our sponsors, who are helping us bring you our On-Strip at Home podcast. Fox Bookkeeping, helping small business owners and entrepreneurs to run their businesses with confidence by helping them know what the score is. Steve C. McCray, PA, Burlington Family Law, Divorce, and Personal Injury Attorney. Matthew Woods, VO, Professional Voiceover Services.
Welcome to All American Fencing Academy's On Strip at Home audio series. We're doing something a little bit different this time. Usually in the past audio series, we've been talking about resilience. This one we're going to do a little bit different. We'll be talking with Coach Gerhardt's best friend, but he's had a hand in All-American Fencing Academy. He's been behind the scenes a little bit, and he's been part of Gerhardt's life for a long, long time. So I wanted to introduce Matt Woods with us today.
Hi, happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
So Matt, just a little bit of background. Matt and I have known each other since what, eighth grade? We were in high school or middle school?
Eighth grade, second semester, eighth grade.
Now, after we graduated from 71st, I ended up going to UNC and you ended up going to NC State.
It was a painful 4 years. Painful 4 years for our friendship, but somehow we managed to come out the other side.
You and I weren't raised in North Carolina like since we were born, so that NC State UNC animosity wasn't in our blood. It was just like, okay, right. We just happened to go, you're at State and I'm at UNC. Wasn't until a little bit later on we're like, well, our schools hate each other.
Right. We found out after the fact.
But you actually took fencing, I think, at NC State before I ever took fencing at UNC.
Well, yes, the great thing about college, especially such a big college as that, is that they offer all sorts of workshops. Mm-hmm. And one of these workshops, when I came across it, there was a fencing workshop. And I said, oh, really?
Yeah.
So, yes, I am definitely going to take that. So I went in for like a single night or maybe two. It didn't last very long. But it was enough to show me the basic footwork.
Yeah.
And what's the correct term? Point control, control?
Blade control, blade work.
Basic. Yeah. And like trying to, they had this circle about the size of a bottom of a cup.
Mm-hmm.
And they had it on the wall and they said, you know, keep hitting that thing. And I did find a place here in New York City that may have closed down since.
Which one? Do you remember?
I think it's something like Metro Fencing or something like that. And it was like 10 years ago.
I went
and I paid for like three classes. I took one. And by the time I managed to get around to this saying, oh, I need to go do this again, they had closed.
If you need a recommendation, I've got a couple friends up there.
Well, now they've got bars that you can drink and throw axes at things. I think that's a lawsuit waiting to happen. But
now you are in New York. What do you actually do in New York now?
Well, several things. I pay the bills by working in a support capacity for a AM100 law firm. But I came to New York to be an actor, stumbled my way into voiceover, which is a lot of fun. And
so people, our families may not have realized it, but they've already heard your voice. If they are listening to our classes, our On Strip at Home classes, you are the intro voice. This On Strip at Home class is sponsored by these businesses. And the one that I just released, I believe I also put you as the outro voice.
Excellent.
Once again, thanking our sponsors. And we added sort of a new tagline at the end. There was enough time between when I say stay healthy, stay safe, and we'll see you next time. You do the outro, you do the sponsors, and then at the end, you once again say stay healthy, stay safe, and we'll see you next time. So whether or not people have realized it, they've heard your voice already.
Yes, that mysterious, beautiful voice you've been listening to at the beginning or end of these tapes, taped classes, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. You're welcome, America.
And not only on those classes, but some of the kind of entertainment videos that we've done, you've done some of the background audio work for that as well, or the voiceover work for that as well. I kind of had the script, you tweaked it a little bit, and right. you re-recorded the audio, and I'll put, you know, we've already got that on YouTube. We'll put links to that as well. Now, I did mention you're in New York, and that was like, you know, from what we see in the news, it seems like the epicenter of this pandemic. Is it really bad? What does it feel like? Do you get a chance to go out any, or what does it feel like where you are? You are in New York, New York, right?
Correct. Yes, I am recording from you right now in the borough of Queens in New York City. Well, it's funny because, you know, when this whole COVID-19 coronavirus thing started, I was getting text messages from people that I haven't heard from in a while saying, "Oh my God, are you alive? Are you alive? Are you okay?" And I was like, "Yeah, what's the deal? Like, why wouldn't I be?"
Right.
And then I went on to the New York Times and I looked at the COVID-19 map and I was like, oh, well, there's pretty little things over here in the South and in the West and, you know, little dots. It looks like chicken pox. Okay. And then I look over the Northeast and oh my God, what is this red thing of invading the seaboard? Oh Lord. So, yes, from my own perspective, there's a lot of things happening around us, mm-hmm. but there's a lot of things happening here because we've got 8 to 9 million people. Mm-hmm. You know, I think there's at least 2 or 3 shoved into Manhattan Island, 2 or 3 million,
wow.
which is 13 miles long by maybe 2-3 miles wide. Mm-hmm. It's a small space. You wonder why all those skyscrapers have developed over the years. Well, it's because they ran out of real estate and the only place to go was up. So there's a lot of people packed in here. And that's why the numbers are so high and devastating.
Now, so I did mention that you, whether or not my fencers and my friends and fam and our families knew that they've actually already heard your voice. You've done a lot of kind of background stuff for or with me for All American Fence Academy in terms of creation and a lot of our branding.
Yeah, yeah.
Our slogans kind of go back and forth between try fencing, what was the other one? Because we've all played swords. Because we all played swords came from a quote from one of our fencers for a newspaper. They asked him, you know, why did you try fencing? And he said, well, because as kids, we all played swords. And you kind of alluded to that, you know, with you and your sister and you, your own swords,
oh, yeah.
you're in the background or not background. You're in the backyard, just like a lot of kids, whether they have katanas that their dad bought them from Japan, which my dad had too. I had katanas. I just didn't put dings on them. you know, because he would have killed me. They were his.
Right.
Or we had our lightsabers or we had the balloon blow up swords that we'd get from fairs or just a stick in the backyard. We all played swords as kids. It didn't matter if it's male, a girl or a boy. It was just something. It's just something about swords that people just love to watch and play with, especially as kids. But even as we grow up, like when we're watching movies, like any movie with a sword, it's like, we don't care how bad the movie is. Like, wow, that is a cool sword fight, you know?
For sure. And I mean, there's a bunch of classics out there too that maybe some of your listeners haven't really watched, but I mean, like in the older 1930s, 40s movies, there's some really good classics like Errol Flynn. I don't think he did a movie without a sword in his hand. And one of my favorites is The Adventures of Robin Hood. And like him and an actor named Basil Rathbone have a climactic sword fight that is just so pretty. It is back and forth and fast and athletic and jumps and all sorts of stuff. And you can't watch that stuff, even like Star Wars or, you know, Kevin Costner's Robin Hood. There's all sorts of adventure movies with swords and you can't not try it out on your own as a kid.
You can't not try it out. Mm-hmm. You can't not try it out. But that's where, because we all played with swords, came from. But then for the next slogan, I think we were trying to put together a video. I don't think the video ever came together, but we were trying to come up with a slogan for it. And once again, I called you. Anything that deals with words or wordplay or just coming up with something fun or neat to say, I usually end up calling you. Your degree is actually communications, right?
Correct. Yes. Mass communications.
Yeah. See, I'm the PE major. I've got a PE degree. So I'm going to call you for the creativity part, and I'm going to talk to Jennifer, my wife, who's the English major, to make sure that we have all the grammar correct. So I think we were trying to come up with a video and a script for a video. And in the midst, we were also trying to come up with a tagline. And I asked you, I said, "Hey, Matt, I need a tagline for this video." And I don't remember if we ever made the video or if I ever shot pictures for it, but we ended up coming up with a tagline. And I said, "Hey, Matt, I need you to brainstorm. Just tell me what you come up with." And I usually probably ask you like, "Hey, I need this quick, something that will catch people. Like, hey, I want to do this. This sounds cool." But I probably ask you not to make it so fencing specific, because like if I say, "Okay, you're gonna love doing a lunge and a parry riposte," nobody knows what that is, or most people don't know what that is. So we're trying to not be too technical, but you know, like Nike, just do it. You know, just do what? Oh, I'm gonna have fun. You know, it wasn't say. It wasn't just play basketball or just run. It was just do it, you know. And I wanted something as simple as that. And we were probably talking over the phone. And I found the email where this was back in 2011. So we came up with this tagline back in 2011. So people that don't know the tagline for All-American Fence Academy is, "We dare you not to love it." That's what you came up with. But you shot some other ones to me. The top of the list, and you had this in asterisk. This is my favorite. You said this is my favorite. "We dare you not to love it," which is great because what we ended up with. But I'm going to throw out some of the other ones, if you remember them, that you shot to me. So you've got to try this. "Think outside the box." "Ever wanted to be quicker than the eye." "With us, the hand really is quicker than the eye." "Don't blink, you'll miss it," which I like, but it wasn't quite. And you actually, I'm looking at it, that's all. That's also asterisk. That's also one that you liked. So, and I liked it too. And then you also had, "We dare you to try it," or "Try it, we dare you." And the last one was, "Men, women, girls, and boys, they're all the same with these toys." Which I think was probably longer than I wanted it to be, which might maybe why I didn't even look at that. Do you remember some of the thoughts you had when we were coming up with these?
Yeah. I think what I tried to do is I started to brainstorm. It's like, what do I think when I think fencing? And right. I remember going to one or two of your tournaments in college, and really what astounded me was especially the saber bouts were just ridiculous. All it was two people with swords in hand crashing together. And then the referee would blow their whistle, and they'd say, you know, they did this, then they did this counter, and then they countered with this. And that, like, six different things happened in a literal split second. And I'm like, I didn't see any of that. We were watching the same thing, right? Like, what the hell? This is not the Errol Flynn, Basil Rathbone sword fighting that I am used to seeing.
Where you can see everything.
Crash, beep. Right, exactly. And it's just like, I mean, you know, I'm not exactly the swiftest watcher of things these days anymore. But back then I was a little bit better. But still, I was like, how do you see all of this? So that's where, like, don't blink, you'll miss it. Yeah. And, the hand is faster than the eye, that sort of thing.
Right. And I think looking at it, the don't blink, you'll miss it. Like I liked it, but probably at the same time, I might've been thinking, oh, this is way too fast. This is just too complicated and technical. People, you know, you've got to be really fast to do this. And I didn't want people to think that.
Oh yeah. I see that. I was also thinking about too, how, when you got into fencing, my thought was like, you've really found your niche, because when it came to like video gaming growing up, you were always more malleable and like faster reflexes. And me, I'm a big barrel chested, broad shouldered guy who just plods his way through life. And you, but like, you're showing me these moves like ting, 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 beep. And I'm like, oh, how? I don't get it. Like, you really found your niche. And I think that's why fencing A is super cool when you get into it, because you're playing swords and it's an actual sport. This is awesome. But also, you, I think it was a natural fit for you because you just seem to be, have such good reflexes, and those have been learned and improved over time, but you started with something really nice.
So people that's listening, if you're great with video games, especially Street Fighter fighting games, get into fencing.
Right. And I mean, it's just, you're controlling your body rather than your thumbs. But it's the same hand-eye coordination type thing applies. And also the other slogans were like, you know, equal opportunity. It doesn't matter if you're old or young, you know, what your build is, what your speed is. It
didn't matter if you were male or female.
Everybody can do this.
Okay, so we ended up with We Dare You Not to Love It. Now, believe it or not, I mentioned that my logo has been copied. I've seen fencing clubs that copied our slogan as well.
Really?
Yeah, like, yeah.
I want some royalties from that, people. That wasn't just pro bono.
I've seen people use a tri-fencing part. That's okay. I get it. That's only two words. Anybody can come up with that. That's simple. But I've seen fencing clubs with We Dare You Not to Love It. I'm like, come on.
Yeah, that's mine, people. That's mine. I've licensed it to the All-American Fencing Academy.
Going from that,
come on,
for a little bit, and we do it every once in a while. We do lightsaber classes just for the fun of it. We do stage acting. We bring on a stage choreographer. And I called you up and said, hey, we need a tagline for this. And we ended up taking We Dare You Not to Love It and turning it around to a way Yoda would say it. To love it not, we dare you?
Something like that. I can't remember.
Right. So we took the same one and just kind of flipped it around just for what we call All-American, All-American Jedi, I think was what we called it.
I always loved that name, but you had like, you know, All-American Jedi. That's just badass. Problem is that Jedi is a trademarked term for LucasArts, and don't go there. It's just better to stay away from that.
So for the website, I think we just put All American Sword Choreography, I think is what we did. But we would still use, you know, to love it not, we dare you.
Right. Because you can't patent a way a person speaks. So yeah.
Right. So you helped us out with that one. And then, so the most recent thing that you helped us out with was something called a Sonic brand. And for those that have been watching our videos, whether it's the class videos or our small, short, one-minute entertainment videos, I've been including what's called a Sonic brand at the beginning of the video. Could you explain to our families what a Sonic brand is?
Yeah. It's interesting. Gerhardt brought this to my attention because he found a podcast called 20,000 Hertz. And it's this very interesting podcast that explores all the interesting sounds that we have experienced in our day-to-day lives and goes into the history and the making of them. And just for somebody who's an audio geek like me, that's very cool. Like, one of the coolest ones was called the THX Deep Note. And if you were alive in the 90s or watched a movie from the 90s, there's a THX logo that comes on and it's a very distinctive sound that's something like my favorite one is with The Simpsons when they have heads explode at that very deep note. And then Grandpa Simpson says, turn it up.
I always thought that was that sound meant something. I didn't know they just made it up.
Yeah, basically. And so there was another episode that talked about the NBC chimes. And if you've ever watched a TV show on NBC and been on time for it, there's three chimes that they have used since they were only a radio station in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. And it's that's a Sonic brand because it's come to be identified with NBC itself. So
Right. And some other ones I think our families, almost anybody's going to be familiar with, like, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. I'm loving it.
Oh, right.
People just know those sounds.
Yeah, I'm loving it from McDonald's, right? Or deodorant commercial. By Menon. Or Trojan Man. That's all a brand.
By Menon just goes... takes me all the way to Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah. That means nothing else but Seinfeld. I mean, so that's what a sonic brand is. It's something purely auditory that has come to be identified with a particular brand.
Right. And so I had come to you, like, because I think I remember that podcast talk, especially the NBC Chimes one, which I think the NBC, by chance, the Chimes notes.
The notes themselves were at one time, though I think they've switched, were G, E, and C on the musical scale. And NBC was owned by the General Electric Company at some point. So G, E, C, and Gerhardt said, that's awesome. AAFA, All American Fencing Academy. Those are on the scale that goes from A to G. What can we do with that? And there's not much.
We tried.
There's not much really. I tried.
those are, if when I listen to it, those are some harsh notes.
Yeah.
And I did do actually one video. If anybody can find, I don't remember which video I used it on, but you hear it. And like, I tried it for that one video. I was like, oh God, that sounds awful. And I haven't tried it since. So I had come to you and said, I need some ideas.
Well, in music theory, and just briefly, because I've taken up learning to play the piano and I find it interesting. You know, when you have a single note and then you can make chords, which are three notes. And it's usually, if you take your note, whatever you start with, and then you go two notes up from that, it's called a third. And two notes up from that note is called a fifth. Mm-hmm. So a one, three, and five. Those make a beautiful chord, kind of like Lean on Me. That's a beautiful C chord it starts with. And one of the easiest songs to play on the piano, because you just keep your fingers the same way. You start at C and you work your way up and then you work your way back down. So, but the problem is with AAFA, an A and an F is a sixth. The third is good. The fifth is good. Hey, even a seventh is good. Seventh is good. A sixth is just not.
Yeah, I think we played it with that for just a little bit. Like, we cannot get anything to work. I would have loved for something to be AAFA. It's like, yeah, that's just. I love hidden meetings,
right?
Like for to hear that sound and then someone else figuring out later on. It's like, oh my gosh, those notes are AAFA. That is awesome. Like, I wanted that hidden meeting. Like,
right.
But we could not.
And it would be the auditory equivalent of, like, if you look at the Toblerone candy bar brand, which it's a mountain, but there's also,
you see the bear inside the mountain.
There's a shadow, like in the shadows, you can see that there's a bear, and the bear is because it was made in Bern, Switzerland. It's famous for its bear there. And like, that's just cool. Or like Tostitos is, if you look at it close enough, it's
two people having fun,
right? Wearing sombreros and, like, you know, having fun. And what's the other one? FedEx. If you look at a FedEx logo, there's a white arrow hidden between the E and the X, and you're just like, wow, that's awesome. So you wanted a sonic equivalent of that in AAFA, but it's just not working.
We came to a screeching halt with that one. We could not find anything. And I don't remember how we started to come up with.
At the end of it, the sonic brand that we came up with was this. And the way that came about is that Gerhardt with his brilliant idea of the AAFA, and we said, nah, that's not working. I was like, well, you know, the great thing about fencing is swords, and swords make all these wonderful sounds. I mean, when you're a kid, one of the first things you learn to do is you take a stick and you move it down really fast from top to bottom, and it makes this beautiful whoosh. And all those fencing blades have beautiful whooshes, and that's all Gerhardt needed. He's like, "Ooh, there's a couple others too." So I said, "Record these on your phone, send them to me. Let's try and put something together." And he did. And I mean, we were talking guerrilla, low tech sound making, filmmaking. But it came out really cool.
I was in the fencing room and I kept forgetting to enlist the help of Gabe with this. So I was there. I forgot. I might have been making a video for class. And all right. So I think I taped my phone to one of the pillars so I could be kind of chest height. And then I had two weapons. I tried both with foils and épées, and I'm just sitting there. Okay. These are going to be sounds of épées hitting each other.
Right.
Just like hitting two épées. And then I switched over to foil. All right. This is going to be the sound of two foils hitting each other. And then I added like the sound of, cause I didn't know what we were going to end up using. So I just tried to get all the sounds that we ended up. If you were a fencer, you would know these sounds definitely.
Right.
Like these are sounds that are iconic to any fencer. And so I made some sounds of just sliding on the blade, like that sound of a blade just sliding on each other. The other iconic sound that was, that you walk into any fencing room. Like if I'm walking down the street and I'm hearing these sounds, like, oh, there's a fencing room somewhere around here. Like that sound of the bell guard on a weapon getting hit. We know those sounds. Like that's you go to any competition and it's like, oh, I know that sound. I'm home, you know. And then so I'm sitting there with a weapon, one turn backwards, and I'm just hitting this bell guard after, like, all right, now there's the sound of a bell guard. Ding, ding. I'm hitting it from up, down, left, right. And I grab the foil and I do the same thing there, and I just, you know, avoid the saber. I was like, not even mess with the saber. I think you asked me to get one more sound that's iconic for fencers, and that's the sound of our score box going off. And so I'm just here holding this phone up to our score box, which is above my head, and just letting the score box go off like. And so I send all these sounds to you. I said, all right. Sounds of blades hitting each other. Sounds of blades scraping against each other. The bell guard getting hit and the score box sound. What can you do with this?
Right. And I had given him kind of like guidelines, given you mm-hmm. kind of guidelines as to what sounds might be good. Like you said, what I remember from movies is, you know, blades slithering across each other, scraping across each other, blade on blade. And I was like, I don't know, ding of the bell guard, the buzzer, something like that, and a whoosh.
Right. Oh, that's right. That's right. I did send those sounds too. So I'm sitting there by the phone, doing my best not to hit the phone, and just like doing as much different types of whooshes that I can send to you.
Right. Yeah. And you sent me like, you know, five or six at a go, which was great because it gave me a lot to work from. And I had an idea of like some sort of, you know, sonic kind of the sounds of a fight type thing. And I wouldn't know what shape to really put them in until I heard what you got. So I kept it loose until you forwarded me the sounds, and I listened to them all. And I was like, well, you know, let's try this. How does this work? And after I got something that I liked the sound of, I sent it to you. And that began the back and forths all over the place.
Because we ended up, I think we started off with just three sounds. Like it was like maybe the. And then you sent me a few different ones. And I was like, it sounds cool, but it doesn't sound like what I know as a fencer. Like if a fencer heard it, like just like We Dare You Not to Love It. We wanted someone that actually fences. I said, hey, I agree with that. And then we also wanted someone that doesn't know fencing to be able to what's the word I'm looking for? They want to be
you
drawn
wanted,
in by that.
Yeah, and you wanted like genuine authenticity in your sounds. Like, right. if you've got a mask right. on, this is what you hear. And right. we tried to do really well by that, you know, trying to keep mm-hmm. it real. And from your expertise and your decades, literal, of having a mask on your face, you could had mm-hmm. a really good idea of what's going on. So the first version I have is a whiff gliss score. Sounds like this. And then the second one is gliss whiff score. Sounds like this. The third brand was two beats whiff gliss score. And then it sounded like this.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, okay, that sounded more natural. Okay. And then it started to get to the point. It's like, okay, that the time difference between this and this sound, it just is too long. Like,
and it got down to like eye crossing, like you guys just so would not care what the differences are. And you probably couldn't hear them anyway, because we were like concentrating with all our brains on our ears to hear. What it ended up being was this. And that is what you hear today in your videos.
And we love it. And I don't think, I really don't think any other fencing club has a Sonic brand. So I wanted to be the first to have a Sonic brand. But anyway, so we ended up with a Sonic brand, and that's where we are now. Matt has not only been with All American Fencing Academy, whether or not you've ever seen him, he's been the voice. He's been part of the branding process. Anything creative, I've gone to Matt, because he and I, we love movies. We love imagery. And for him to be a part of my company, I love that I can look at this part of my company. Yes, Matt helped me do that. And I would hope that, you know, the stuff that he does with his voiceover work, or if you've ever, I'll post a link to his website, some of the work and the imagery and the logos that that Matt has done, or has been with some of my input in there. But this interview was to get people, one, to know you, because you've actually been part of All American Fencing Academy for a long time, even before it was All American Fencing Academy. And I wanted them to know that we dare you not to love it, that the thing you see on our posters and our imagery and our website, and now the Sonic brand, whether or not people have realized there's a Sonic brand and what that is, you know, it's not just random ding 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 sound. It's there, and you have been a part of that, and I greatly appreciate that. And I wanted people to know, hey, this is the guy behind some of the things that some of the branding that we've done for All American Fence Academy. And you are also a sponsor of our Matthew Woods voiceover is also a sponsor for our On Strip at Home video and audio series.
Well, and I'm proud to be a part of it. So next time when you're finally allowed back into the gym, look up at that screen that you've been ignoring this entire time and check out the awesome snazzy logo for Matthew Woods VO, because that is courtesy of the genius of Gerhard Guevara, designer, fencer, man about town.
Well, thank you, Matt, for joining us. I hope you stay healthy, stay safe in New York. And you know, hopefully we get back to normal sometime soon. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I'm sure I will speak to you again pretty soon. But again, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much, sir. It has been a pleasure. You've been listening to the All American Fencing Academy's On Strip at Home podcast, hosted by Coach Gerhard Guevara. Today's guest has been Matthew Woods from Matthew Woods VO. To learn more about Matthew Woods and what he does, please visit his Facebook page at www.facebook.com/MatthewWoodsVO. This episode was recorded, produced, and edited by Matthew Woods. Production copyright 2020 by All American Fencing Academy. To hear more interviews like this,
please visit us on the web at www.allamericanfencingacademy.com. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you next time.